Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson gives Al Senate hopeful Mike Durant a total and complete endorsement after alleged campaign stunt. By Jeff Poor on May 12, 2022. For the past few months, rumors have swirled about a possible connection between Alabama Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Mike Durant and the anti-Trump Lincoln Project PAC led by Florida-based consultant Rick Wilson and political strategist Reid Galen. Throughout the campaign, Durant has been confronted about his association. However, it wasn't until last week that Durant outright denounced the anti-Trump group. The discussion of the Lincoln Project took an unusual turn on Thursday after Durant's campaign posted an image of a postcard claiming to be from Wilson on Durant's Twitter account. The postcard mentioned the late U.S. Army Master Sergeant Gary Gordon and U.S. Army Sergeant First Class Randy Shugart, both killed in the 1993 Black Hawk Down incident, which Durant took part in as a helicopter pilot. Dear Mike, do you honestly believe aligning yourself with Trump is really such a hot idea? You are making a deal with the devil and are disgracing yourself in the process. Don't ever forget, Trump's heroes don't get shot down. SGTS. Gordon and Shugart gave their lives to save you, pal. Is this how you repay their supreme dedication? Wise up, pal. And remember, everything Trump touches dies. Rick Wilson. Lincoln Project. Shortly after the campaign posted the tweet, Wilson responded with a profanity-laced tweet thread that denied he or anyone associated with the Lincoln Project had sent the postcard. After criticizing Durant's campaign, Wilson gave Durant a total and complete endorsement. Alabama Republican voters head to the polls in 12 days to select their preference of who will appear on the November ballot to replace the outgoing Senator Richard Shelby, R.L. Durant's main competition is former Business Council of Alabama President and CEO Katie Britt and Representative Mo Brooks, R.L. Recent polling gives an edge to Britt, with both Brooks and Durant in the running for a runoff opportunity. Given none of the three candidates are in a position to get the required 50% plus one to avoid a runoff contest. The runoff will be held on June 22. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.